Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information, and support.
Hi everyone, it's Jo, and I've got Dawn with me this evening.
Good evening.
And it's a pleasure to welcome back to VI Talk for a totally different reason, Callum Stoneman. Hiya, Callum.
Hiya.
Hi, Callum.
Hiya, how's it going?
Okay, thanks. Are you?
Yeah, pretty good, yeah.
Good, good.
So, something that Dawn and I feel very passionate about is Braille. So, we've got Callum on to talk about Braille greetings cards. So, do you want to go right back a few months and tell us how this came about with you and your wife, Jess, taking on a Braille greetings card business?
Yeah, so, I mean, the name is as it suggests, really, Braille greeting cards. We do, like, pretty much any sort of cards for like all occasions, you know, birthdays, Christmas, Valentine's, pretty much everything. And yeah, we've got them with the option of pretty much all of them are sort of tactile. We've got them in, so we do them in Braille, obviously. We've got the option of Braille grade 1 or grade 2, or even standard print as well, because what I've found is that a lot of card websites tend to be not very accessible. So something that we've done is we've put really thorough sort of descriptions on the website, so that blind people, if they want to buy a card for someone who's sighted, they know what they're buying and what the pictures are, but they can just get their message done in, you know, standard print. So but yeah, it came about from basically about sort of November, December time. Jess started making some handmade cards, and she started selling them on Etsy. And then we were doing sort of normal cards, and we just had Braille as an option, because I mean, I've been blind from birth, so I've done Braille all my life. And then Jess is fully sighted, but she can read and write Braille really well. So we just had it as an option, and it really sort of took off, both normal orders and Braille orders. I mean, I guess we got in at a good time anyway, because, you know, Christmas.
Yep. So
the days leading up to Christmas were crazy with both sets of orders. But so we started doing that, and then, you know, that was going really well. And then it kind of, from the number of orders we were getting in and from when we started looking at it, it came to our attention that, well, not many people are, I mean, we're not the only ones doing this, don't get me wrong, but realistically, not many people are doing this. And it was a bit of a surprise, really, because, I mean, for me at least, we've got access as blind people to so much. But then something, you know, cards, which we all send at least once a year, you know, pretty much everyone does a Christmas card at least. But that's something that, you know, not many people and companies, certainly not many high street companies, seem to be doing. And obviously there's sort of complex reasons for that, but it just, this to us just seemed a nice thing, you know. We've all, I'm sure listeners at least can relate to, it's really nice when you get a card from someone, you get a birthday card or a Christmas card, and it's like, oh yeah, great, yeah, really nice, yeah, thanks, can you read it to me, what does it say?
Yeah. Yeah, you have to get your apps out, don't you, to try and read it.
Yeah, I'll get your apps out, yeah. Getting little bits from CNAI.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, that was going really well. And then someone put a post in VI Talk, funnily enough, saying, where can we, you know, does anyone know where we can get Braille cards from? Someone put a link to the Braille greeting cards website, but the owners of Braille cards had actually decided to retire, and they'd obviously closed the business, and it said on the website that the business was up for sale. So yeah, about February, March sort of time, we contacted them, had a few conversations with them, and showed them the sort of thing that we do, and yeah, we ended up taking over the business, basically.
So how do people get their cards? They, is it all tactile? I know the front of the cards and all, and obviously they have a picture of like a flower or
yeah.
Is that all tactile or is that, you know, standard card?
Well, I mean, I've got to be honest, we've taken up quite a lot of their previous stock and it's a hell of a lot of cards. And I haven't felt all of them, but I can make a pretty good guess that yes, the most of them will be tactile in some way. Mm-hmm. So they'll be tactile on the front, and then we, for the Braille message, we use a little piece of plastic that we just slot into the card with the Braille message on, and we also put in a Braille description as well. So that will be separate sheets of the card, but then that will have on it a full description of, you know, the card, the pictures that are on it, any colours, any words that are on the front that we've not been able to Braille, you know, whether it's because it doesn't fit on or, you know, whether it just ruined the sort of look a little bit. Mm. So you don't miss out on any of that. So yeah, we've done our best to make it as, you know, as inclusive as we can, kind of thing.
And you said that on the website, the descriptions are really good as well, didn't you? They're really kind of, you know, explanatory as to what the cards are like, so that if somebody's yeah. buying for, say, a sighted person and they want it to be something they'd like, they're gonna know what's on it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So we did really thorough website descriptions as well, because, well, yeah, for that reason, you know, because I just found, I don't want to name any specifically, but I just found that sometimes on card websites you can have some that are a little bit explanatory from the title, but you can always guarantee that the image just says, you know, card image one, card image two.
Yeah.
You know, and it doesn't really tell you. So that's something that is something that the previous owners had, and then we've just kept it as well, and we've just expanded on that a little bit. So, and something we've also got as well, if the cards that we've got don't really appeal to you, you can buy a little, we call it a Braille insert, and that's literally just a piece of, it's not a card, it's just a piece of plastic with the Braille message that you've got, that you ask us to do, and then you can just put that in any card that you want as well. So any card that you buy from, like, the, you know, any high street store or anything, you can just put that message in.
Excellent.
As well.
Oh, that's a really nice idea. Mm. And you were saying before we started recording, weren't you, that if the cards don't appeal, that Jess is really creative, isn't she? And she can make one for somebody. If they've got specific requirements, she can do them a handmade card, can't she?
She is, yeah. So we're going to get, and it's not up at the time of this recording, but we're going to get her, so as I said, she started selling handmade cards, so which is where this sort of first came about. So we're going to get all her handmade cards uploaded as well. And then, yeah, it just gives people another option. So if the cards that we've got don't really appeal, and if you've got something in mind, you can get in touch with us, you know, and if you say, oh, I want it to be a birthday card, I want it to be these sorts of colours, I want it to have flowers on it, chances are Jess will be able to make something. She's incredible with these. And obviously that'll be fully accessible as well. We'll do it as tactile as possible. All the usual things, you know, Braille message, Braille description, everything.
Brilliant, brilliant. Can I ask maybe a silly question? I know some cards have quite long verses on, like, three sides, don't they? How do you do them, or do you do that separately, send the verse separately? I know you did say you did some inserts, didn't you? But do you kind of send them separately, or do you Braille all that out?
Usually that sort of thing would go in the description.
Right.
So in the written description that you'd get.
Mm.
So, I mean, it's not something that we've, because we're quite new to it, it's not something that we've really tried.
Mm.
But sometimes when, I mean, you know what Braille's like for space. You know,
yes.
Sometimes if you've got a long verse, although it'd be lovely to have it Brailled on the card and have it all there, your card would just be huge, you know.
Yeah.
Especially yes. Grade one.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, it's not going to work, is it? So a Braille insert is just a brilliant idea, isn't it?
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So If people are interested in the greetings cards, how can they, what's the website address? How do they get in touch?
So the website is, it's a little bit of a complicated one, braille-greetings-cards.co.uk mm-hmm. is the website. There's a contact page on there. There's like a contact form, or our email address is contactus, all one word, at braille-greetings-cards.co.uk. Or if you wanted to give us a call, we've got a phone number as well, and that is 01204-263-096.
Excellent. That's really good.
Fantastic news. I think it's a really good way, and I think it's going to be very busy. I know I've got a certain ones that I can get in mind now and contact you with. That's great.
Yeah, fine. Get in touch.
Definitely. Thanks ever so much, Callum. It's been very different to the last interview. For anybody who's interested, last time I spoke to Callum was when he was a teenager and he was doing some stand-up comedy.
Yeah, that would have been about 6 years ago?
I think so, yeah. And that is still up on the Audioboom channel if anyone wants to go all the way back and find it.
Enjoy scrolling.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
No, wow. Thank you very much for your time. It's been great.
No, really, thanks a lot.
And I wish you luck.
Thank you.
Yeah, best of luck with it. And to Jess, of course, as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks a lot.